Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Hard to believe, man. Good heavens, this show is just flying by. I could talk with you. I could just keep going and going and going today. It's no shortage of content. Let me tell you some fun stuff that happened today. You do a lot of research during the day to bring the show up, and you never know what's going to change it. You never know if what you're looking at yesterday or 8 o'clock in the morning today or sometimes 5 o'clock in the morning today is even going to cut it at 7 p.m. at night or 5 o'clock at night, whatever time you happen to be getting this program live on hundreds of stations around the country. You just never know. So you think, man, am I wasting my time here? Well, of course not. But basically what you're doing is triage. The show prep is triage. You're looking at a story over here. You're looking at a story over here. Which one do I want to talk about? Which one has more importance to my listener? I'll set that one over the side here. Let's go with this one over here. And then by 7 p.m., you just never know if something else is going to pop up, particularly when you're talking about live radio and a live story breaks. For example, we were on the air with you during the Daily Defense Show when the Parkland shooting story broke live. We were following it live as it was happening. It's not the first time that's occurred. So you just never know. And that kind of happened today. I had so many places to go. I have notes, and I've got them right here in a document on the screen. I signed out because it didn't matter anymore. When Alan Gottlieb joined the program, as so often happens, and I think it's what makes this radio program so appealing to so many of you across the country. Like-minded individuals hearing the things you talk about with your spouse or your friends, your colleagues, or maybe argue about with family members who are just dopey liberals that don't get it and can only feel. We all have those. But across the table. And conversational radio with Alan Gottlieb is wonderful, and it is with all of my guests, but I think that's what makes the show so successful. That conversational tone with Alan took everything off the rails, and there went a full 3 days of research for the program just out the window. We're just going to take the show and let it go, or at least that particular hour. Why? Because Alan has been in this fight for 40 years, 40-plus years. And I don't need to tell you that none of us are getting any younger. You're not getting any younger. David Hogg isn't getting any younger. Nobody is. Time continues to march on. And Alan brings tremendous wisdom to this battle, this culture war. And in hour one, if you missed it, I would ask that you go back and listen to it. We'll have it up for you tomorrow morning at armedamericanradio.com. iHeart will have it, and tons of other places will have it when it goes up in the morning. And I would ask that you go in and listen to that. That was a very, very strong hour with Alan. And when it just takes my days of research and crumble it up and throw it out and decide to just, let's just have a conversation as if the two of us were sitting across the table. In this case, I'm talking about Mr. Gottlieb and myself, and we've done this many, many times at many venues across the country, sitting out at private dinners in Houston, or Phoenix, or Chicago, or Bellevue, Washington, in the Second Amendment Foundation offices, or in Georgia, all over the country. And that's pretty much what you heard in hour one. I began questioning Alan when I saw his sense of, I can't really call it fear, I will say urgency from Mr. Gottlieb about where we are in the culture war today. And it's coming at you from different angles. And Alan articulated that in ways that you might not have ever thought about before. And a lot of you don't want to hear that. Well, I have a right to bear arms. I have a constitutional right. And I tell you that you do. You do. And I remind you, you're at the top of the hill. It's like Little Round Top at Gettysburg. The Union troops got the top. The enemy's trying to come up the hill to take it from them. That's where we are. We do have a constitution. But take it they can. And Alan reminded us of that. Well, you say, what about the Second Amendment? I asked him about that, and he stopped me dead. He said, Mark, and interrupted me and explained where we were and the importance of where we are. And I simply cannot stress that enough to you, not just in this hour, but in every subsequent Armed American Radio coming out day after day after day. I want you to take that home with you and understand that there is a very well-funded, better funded than we are. There is one individual, more than one individual, but one individual himself could buy the NRA, pocket change, pay him for it, dig in his pocket and write him a single check for it. Bloomberg. He's worth $40 billion, and there's more of him funding the left where that came from. There are multiple individuals that could literally buy them right out of business if they wanted to. I use that just for comparative purposes. They are incredibly well-funded. They hate your guts. You witnessed that this weekend. I hope you watched some of it, as much as you could stomach anyway, before you realized, this is all just the same junk. I'm going to go out and do something fun, which is what I did with my family after I had enough. But please, never, ever, ever forget the lengths to which the enemies of our freedoms will go to take those freedoms from us. And Alan reminded us succinctly that this can happen. There are things that you can do in the form of, you can join Alan Gottlieb, for that matter, and help out the Second Amendment Foundation, who, by the way, has seen a great uptick, according to one press release, of 1,200% increase in 18 to 20-year-olds joining the Second Amendment Foundation. This is an organization with close to a million members. You can join them. It's dirt cheap. You can give them a $5 donation, a $25 donation, and help out. I have a $25 donation going to them tomorrow because I want six chances to win the gun that they're giving away on May 30th. And I'm also a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, an offshoot organization of the Second Amendment Foundation. You can join the CCRKBA that I just mentioned. You can become a life member of SAF for $150. You can also join the National Rifle Association. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't like what the NRA does all the time, or I don't like this, or I don't like that, or I don't like Dana Lash, or I don't like this, or whatever. Here's my response to that. So what? Join the organization and work from within to try to change what you don't like about it. It's like a family. And I've often used the analogy of a husband and wife. Husbands and wives fight. They do. They argue. It's part of a healthy marriage, quite frankly. But they do it behind closed doors. They don't walk out on the front lawn and scream at each other for the neighbors to see. Now, some do, and you see them on Cops and stuff like that, and that's always fun to watch. But that's not who I'm talking about. Those are dopey liberals. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. So join the National Rifle Association. If you don't like somebody on the board, you can help vote them out and bring somebody else in. But we're all in this together. Those groups need your help. There are more of them. Gun Owners of America, Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership. We'll be talking with Charles Heller about that, who's waiting patiently here in just a few moments. When we come back from the break, I'm going to bring Charles back in, and we're going to take the next three quarters of an hour, and we're going to tell you what's happening at the local level in Arizona. Charles was on the daytime show with me last week, and it's information you need to hear. For years I've been telling you, the enemies of our freedom who we're talking about here, who are so well-funded, were coming at you at the state level because they knew institutional gun control was dead. I've been telling you that for years. Gun control at the institutional level is dead. I'm not so sure about that right now. There are a lot of weak-kneed Republicans out there who are caving. You know who some of them are. Florida, and some big names too. Florida, you saw Governor Scott cave. I don't know who he caved to. Did he cave to the left who wasn't going to vote for him anyway? Did he cave to who he thought were moderate Republicans? No. What he did was he ticked off his base of gun owners that's going to cost him any future election. I believe his political career is finished. The Democrats aren't going to vote for him just because he passed a gun or signed a gun control bill. But I can tell you that many, 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 many thousands of American citizens in Florida are no longer going to vote for him because of what he did. We're going to pay attention to Arizona here, too. I'm going to take you out there because what they're trying to do in Arizona, what their conservative supposed governor is trying to do out there, is what we're facing at the national level. Charles Heller, Liberty Watch Radio, JPFO crew, back right after this.
Need a safe and realistic way to get more training benefit with your gun? Look no further than Barrel Block, America's number one firearms training aid. Originally developed for law enforcement and military training, Barrel Block allows your firearm to mechanically operate just like it would if it had real ammo in it. Barrel Block, get yours today at blocksafety.com. That's BLOKSafety.com. Use the code AAR20 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It is the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true, because the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners, that's you, $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you will take home $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world, and it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. Right now, it's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those 10 winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your 10 chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. I want to see you put your name on the winners list with that $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. Armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to the program. You're sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. Make sure to check out armedandresponsible.com. It's going to change tomorrow. The Kimber giveaway is over. 10 of you are going to win it. I can't wait to find out who. If you did win it, send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's going to be the $1,500. 10 of you are going to get $1,500 to buy that Kimber 1911. The MyPillow thing, you guys are killing it. I love it. It's just wonderful to see MyPillow tell us that they're so happy with being able to support us, because that's what the AAR promo code does. You take advantage of the 50% off that Mike Lindell at MyPillow gives out. You use the AAR promo code to do that. You get a great product, a huge discount on a great product, and you help us grow the program. And that is exactly what we are doing, and we will not stop. This voice needs to be heard every single day. That's why I do this 6 days a week. 6 days a week on the radio, and I am heard on stations that run rebroadcasts on Saturdays all over the place. So 7 days a week, Armed American Radio is being heard somewhere across the country and at various times of the day, afternoon, evening, and night, and into the early morning hours. So it's powerful. Thank you for your help. The promo code is AAR. Also, warfightertobacco.com. The promo code is AAR. Support the vets that support us the same way that MyPillow does. And we've got a whole bunch of new sponsors coming in here shortly. You're going to love what we have coming. We're going to wind up being sold out here quick. People are jumping on that want to support this program, particularly right now. Welcome back to the show. Let's go back to show. Let's go to Charles Heller from KVOI, great Armed American Radio affiliate, Tucson, out there, longtime affiliate, and a great friend of mine. Charles, how you doing, brother?
Good. Is this thing on?
This thing is on. This thing is on. Pound, pound, pound. There you go. Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
My old commentary about institutional gun control, and that referring to federal level, is dead, may not be true anymore based on what we're seeing. Or is that? Am I just scared?
Well, there's both real and imagined fears going on here. What, first of all, the entire thing you're seeing in the media right now with the children and people marching all over the country, it's completely orchestrated. It's 100% AstroTurf. It's very much like a meme on Facebook or something like that that looks to be real and is really only, you know, a few dozen people making things look like it is, and then a bunch of people hopping on an emotional bandwagon because they see a chance to make a real what they think is a chance to make a real difference. I think when it comes to motivating the Congress and getting something that the president will sign, it's probably a far cry from being doable, unless something else changes in the mix, like another shooting or some other factor that we can't quite see coming but isn't terribly surprising if it happens. I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. In fact, I laugh at most conspiracy theories. By the same token, it could take just one orchestrated event to make something go really sour and give a push in the wrong direction. It's just amazing how these things happen. Nothing in politics happens by accident. Nothing. You know,
isn't this one of those events? Let me tell you what Alan Gottlieb told us in the first hour. He mentioned the AstroTurf. He says one of the biggest mistakes we can make now is believing that this is AstroTurf. It may have appeared that way several weeks ago, but with the billions of dollars that are available to them through multi-billionaires that are financing them and out-financing us, and they now literally have boots on the ground, paid employees,
right,
knocking on doors, going door to door, and they've got, you know, you say what you want. Even if they were 300,000 people down, they're organized, and they took nearly a quarter million people to Washington, D.C. That doesn't qualify as AstroTurf, and we should wake up. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it doesn't qualify as AstroTurf. Like I said just a couple minutes ago, it's AstroTurf in the beginning, but when a bunch of people jump on the bandwagon because they think they can make a difference, it goes from AstroTurf into reality. The hologram turns into a real thing. And it does, you know, through being transformed by money and by an active organization on the ground. This is, you know, I smell organizing for America in all this, combined with other organizations, Soros-related organizations having to do with it. And, yeah, it's a real threat. Whether or not they can translate that into legislation that the Twitterist in chief signs is quite questionable. And what could happen, though, is a lot of the sewage could be washed into the states, and that can happen. And especially in states that are very wobbly, like Washington, and to some extent Colorado, but Maryland and other states like that are pretty wobbly anyway. New York could do more, although it's hard to imagine they could do more than the SAFE Act. What's surprising is that here in Arizona, they've gotten the governor, they've injected something into the governor's gonads to make them go liquid. And the governor here has buckled for the most part. What's happened, though, is that the grassroots don't support him. The Citizens Defense League sent out, I sent out their press releases, and usually when I send out a press release, I get some unsubscribes and a little bit of pushback from the media. This time, I surprisingly got people who started quoting the press release. One of the interesting results we had from our press release, Fred, our treasurer, sent out a broadcast email to about 16,000 people on our list. And he said, you may want to duct tape your head so it doesn't explode when you read the governor's plan. And they quoted that in something called the Yellow Sheet, which is a publication that goes out to legislators. And the governor quietly complained behind his hand that we were being mean to him. It's like, when did Republicans complain about being mean? It's like, wah! He did something bad about me. Wah!
Well, we're seeing a lot of things that we never saw before, Charles, Well, let me go back to your governor for just a second.
Yeah.
Who injected him? Same thing with Governor Scott.
Nuts.
Yeah, well, we're seeing the same thing in Florida as well. And I ask this, it's a legitimate question. I've asked it a number of times to a number of different guests. And I believe I asked you during the daytime show. I'll ask you again now. We're getting ready to take a break shortly, but let me just kind of banter this out there, throw it back, because you're in the same position right now with the governor that I think he would have done if you could have changed your governor with Scott in Florida and had the exact same outcomes, is my belief at this stage of the game from what I'm seeing anyway. But who are they trying to appease? Are they trying to appease a Democrat left that isn't going to vote for them? Well, let me finish the whole question, and then I want to take it to the break. So kick it around. Are they trying to appease a Democrat left who won't vote for them anyway? Are they trying to appease what they might believe might be a more moderate base of their party who could swing Democrat but probably won't, somebody that already voted for them, or are they trying to appease the media? And if so, why? Because the pressure that they're hearing from the Democrat left is coming through the media mouthpiece, both social media and legacy media. It's also coming, and consider legacy, the television coverage in the legacy media has been absolutely horrific and biased towards that part of the, towards that wing of their party. Therefore, of those three options, when we come back, I want to ask you, who did Scott appease or try to, and who is your governor apparently appeasing? And we'll go through that act. I have it in front of me, what he wants to do, and we'll let you know what their goals are for your state. These two states are models, and it's just the beginning. Back with Charles Heller right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Welcome back to this segment of Armed American Radio, brought to you by Block Safety.
All right, we're back here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. No food or drink in studio. That sign is posted on the door of the studio entrance right there. Hold on. A little bit of ice water. Had my Nutrisystem sandwich earlier. It was good. Had the meatloaf sandwich. Really good stuff. Charles Heller, Liberty Watch Radio, JPFO, Crude Juice for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, KVOI, Tucson, Arizona. I'm jealous. Love where you're at. Beautiful. Who are they trying to appease, Charles?
The Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce in Arizona has a fee simple estate on the governor's groin. Basically, he does what they want, and the Chamber of Commerce does not is not gun friendly, and they're the ones who killed off our compact bill 2 years ago. And I penetrated a meeting of the Arizonans for Gun Safety. My activities for AZCDL caused me to be members of many organizations and participate in many radio and TV programs that I don't necessarily agree with. For instance, I was on public television a couple weeks ago at a debate, and I got invited to one of the Brady Center meetings because I'm a member, because I have to monitor them. And so I penetrated their meeting. It took them an hour and 8 minutes to figure out who I was, asked me to leave. But I found out all kinds of interesting things, one of which was that they have the left has a lot of ins to the Chamber of Commerce, and that's a great way to reach Governor Ducey. He's a business guy. He's the founder of Cold Stone Creamery and very successful at that. And that was his ladder to success in becoming governor, as being a successful business guy. And that's how they get their influence with him.
Democrat or Republican, Ducey?
Oh, he's a Republican. Right. And he's a pretty,
is he pro-gun or is he anti-gun?
He's gender neutral on it. He claims to be pro-gun, but he's a metrosexual. He's a ballistic metrosexual.
He's ballistically metrosexual. That describes a lot. Scott's there now. I couldn't care less how much legislation Scott signed in Florida. It doesn't make any difference to me at all, nor will it to many, many, many other voters, millions of voters, who will see to it that his political career is pretty much wiped out. And they'll do it on both sides. They're going to do it on both sides. Those loudmouth kids will have their way. He's done. And I can tell you right now, because you see, he's going to have to run as a pro-gun. He's going to have to run as pro-gun. As a pro-gun governor who signed the worst gun control legislation in the state of history's Florida that discriminated against every 18 to 21-year-old adult in that state, regardless of political affiliation. It's a no-win situation.
Have you seen these posters, these pictures of that kid, whatever his name is, he doesn't need any more publicity, that's running around from Marjorie Stoneman High School, and he's making a raised fist salute, and they put posters of Lenin right next to him. Looks identical. Same angle of his hand, same everything. I mean, it is cleanly right out of communist propaganda what the kid is doing. And
it's
somebody's
militancy.
Running him. Somebody's running him. I don't know who. But whoever's running them is doing a masterful job of it. I mean, really, they ought to run for dictator.
It's militancy, and I think it's turning off a lot of people in the heartland and in red America, which most of America is. If you look at the electoral map, you'll see most of America is red. You get off the coast. All right, let's go to Safe Arizona Schools, an action plan to enhance the safety of Arizona schools and communities. Listen, the reason I want to take you through this is because this is a Republican governor in what is regarded to be the number one most gun-friendly state in the nation, Arizona, a state that you know I love and would move to right now, today, if I could. And I can. Don't know why I don't, but I'll digress. Arizona Schools, an action plan to enhance the safety of Arizona schools and communities. This is what they want for you. Charles, tell us about it in the next 4 minutes.
Well, first thing is the stop orders. And that is the extreme gun vote, the EVRO or whatever you call them, the orders to come and seize your guns with an ex parte hearing.
And gun violence restraining orders, what they are right, known as nationally, or enhanced order. Go ahead.
Right. It's guilty until proven innocent. And there won't be any proof of innocence because nobody wants the liability. And they're also going to tie people in knots because once, let's say they get taken in for observation, they get found not to be a danger. Once you've been incarcerated against your will, you fit the federal definition of a prohibited possessor, and good luck getting your guns back. I mean, it's just, it's not good for anybody. The other things, there's several other things in the bill they want to do. One of them is they want more school resource officers. Not a bad idea in theory, but a school resource officer costs the state of Arizona, between salary benefits and other things, about $116,000 a year. There's only about 188 school resource officers in Arizona right now, just to give you an idea. So there's less than one per every three schools in the state, far less than that. So it would cost a massive amount of money to put more SROs in. Furthermore, SROs need to be integrated into a school. You don't just assign them there. And, you know, while the governor has said he's against the idea of arming teachers, that's kind of a thirdary or fourthendary thing. The first thing he ought to be looking at doing is they ought to be looking at hardening the schools. They're not. Well, I've said over and over again on my program and on several others I've guested on, Governor Ducey has got a fantastic opportunity here to do something that, like the Orteg Prize. I don't know if you're familiar with that. The Orteg Prize is what Lindbergh competed for and won in the solo crossing of the Atlantic for $25,000. He ought to have the Ducey Door Contest. And the Ducey Door, for someone to design a door that was impenetrable from the outside if you didn't want somebody in the school. And that door could become the standard throughout the country for security. It's not the only solution, but it's one of many solutions. And that's how we could get out front and actually lead, is get something to really enhance security done. There's nothing about that. He does have one good idea. And the one good idea is to have the Arizona Department of Public Safety, our state police, take over the tip center to make sure that the FBI doesn't grab it and bobble it or something like that. You don't want to trust You don't want to trust somebody like the FBI with something important like that. You want to keep it at the state level. And so the DPS is going to take that over, and they're going to have a tip center, and they're going to make sure that every single lead gets run down. The director of Arizona DPS is Frank Milstead. He's a really neat guy and a very humble guy. He was a Phoenix cop for almost 30 years before he became the chief of police in Chandler and then later the director of DPS. His father, by the way, was also the director of DPS, and I think he'll do a good job of administering that. So there's some good things in it, but the extreme violence orders are just stupid on steroids. And what they do is they go after the mechanism of injury. They apply supply-side economics to the mechanism of injury rather it's the wrong commodity. Rather than the person who is a threat, they, you know, there's 30 million AR-15s that have been out in the community since 1963. There's probably only a couple thousand people in the whole United States that would be willing and ready to commit a mass murder. Why don't we focus on the couple of thousand instead of on the 30 million? I mean, wouldn't it make more sense?
Well, it certainly would make more sense, which is why the other side's arguments make absolutely no sense, which is why I asked the question, and I'm going to assume that you watched part of the march. You at least saw some of the coverage, correct?
Coverage of what? No, I saw
of the march.
I've been heads down preparing for my own show for the last day and three quarters.
Good for you. Good for you, and I mean that sincerely. I watched just enough of it to stomach, and I spent my one day off with my family. However, what I did take away from it, and what you can take to the bank, is that I saw no sign or heard no one talk about or blame the actual murderer. No one.
Well,
which makes your point. It makes your point.
That's a common thread of the left, is that they want to eliminate responsibility and shift the blame. That's kind of standard operating procedure for people who aren't familiar with or aren't friendly to the truth. That's not a surprise. But the thing is what we got to do is we got to appeal to people's reason and logic, and to a certain extent their emotion. And what I say is the people who are looking at gun control simply are not sincere about protecting children. I question their sincerity, and I question their true desire to protect children. I think what they really want is for more children to be injured, because it furthers their politics and therefore brings up the adage that Rahm Emanuel is so famous for: never let a crisis go to waste.
Well, you question their sincerity, and you question that because you question their motives, is what you just said, and that's absolutely correct. Don't think for 2 seconds that this march, this has been going on for a long time. This has been going on. This was the impetus to give them what they needed. And hey, gotta give credit where it's due. Mad props. They're able to mobilize very quickly because that's what the left does. They've been doing it for years. They march. They march based on emotion, and appealing to someone's sense of logic now is going to be very difficult when emotions are this high. We'll be back with Charles Heller right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
All right, if you took nothing away from this program today, I want you to know that you need to take, if you only take one thing away, let me put it that way, from this program today, it's a call to action to you. What you witnessed on Saturday, while it was a lot of things, and while it was a dopey left, and while probably the vast majority of those people, they're just leftists going out there looking for an excuse to go out there and be lefties. That's what they do. Admire that. I wrote in my column at Ammo then, relish that. This is America. People have the right to do these things. So do you. And while you may abhor the message, and you do, relish in our ability as Americans to do it, then take action yourself on what you witnessed, because they just opened up their playbook for you for the next 3 decades. You now know what their game plan is. If you sit on your tail and do nothing about it, then you need to get out of the way. All right? You need to join, or you need to get the hell out of the way right now, because it is a culture war. The battle is raging. And these people can win this fight. They can win this fight. It might not happen in your lifetime, but they can win this fight if you don't get off your duff. And don't think they're ever backing down. They're not. The media coverage is going to die down. You're not going to get as much coverage. They'll continue to parade some of those kids out there for a while. The media will create a way to put them on there. It won't have the impact that it had leading up to the march, but they will be working as they are every single day behind the scenes, coming after your rights. And they've opened up their playbook. They undressed for you on Saturday. Join in this fight or get the hell out of the way. We need everybody involved. Let's go back to Charles Heller. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. May I say how people can get involved using
the
facilities of the Arizona Citizens Defense League? We have a system called Engage that we purchase and spend quite a lot of money for every year. And it's a political communication system used by some of the larger organizations to communicate with people in elective office, elective and appointive office in some cases. And you don't have to be a member of our organization, although we wish you would, but you don't have to be a member to get on our alerts list. And our website is AZ, as in Arizona, CDL, Charles David Lincoln, AZCDL.org, Arizona Citizens Defense League.org. And what you can do is you can get on our alerts list, and you can use our list to send letters to Arizona's governor and Arizona's representatives, or as I like to say, the reprehensitives. And you can send preformed letters, plus you can add your own content to them. And it's not so much that what you say, but the volume of mail and communications that they get. If you, from another state, especially from a state far away, give the people in Arizona the idea that people are watching all over the country and paying attention to what goes on here, and that knowing that this is a bellwether state, and they get deluged with mail from all over the country, that speaks volumes to them. And so once again, it's AZCDL, Arizona Citizens Defense League. There's no apostrophe in citizens if you're trying to type it into a web browser. It's Arizona Citizens Defense League. And go on our website, go to our alerts, read what's going on here. A, not necessarily because you care about Arizona, although you should, but because that's what's coming to your state sooner than later. That's the same pattern, like you just said so clearly. What they've just done is they've revealed their pattern for the next 30 years. And if you want to tie their shoelaces together, go to azcdl.org, get on our alerts page, and start sending notes to our governor and our legislators and in the Senate and House of Representatives here to not do anything new. And a couple of things, like I say, are not a bad idea. That idea about having the state police do the tip line is actually a brilliant idea, and I hope we do it. The problem is that in using the stop orders, people fool themselves into thinking that they're doing some positive action to stop gun violence when they're not. We already have in Arizona state law a provision to get somebody incarcerated if they're a danger to themselves or to others. And once that happens, they're, of course, a federal prohibited possessor, and all it would simply take would be a county attorney to walk across the street in most cities and go to the U.S. attorney and ask for a warrant to go seize the person's firearms. They're a prohibited possessor. That's a matter of solid established law since 1968 in this country, and there's no reason not to do it, and there's no reason it can't be done tomorrow morning. You know, Bill Montgomery, who's the county attorney in Maricopa County, or Barbara LaWall, pardon the profanity, down here in Pima County. You know, we got an expression in Pima County. It's called LaWall Happens. But anyway, she's terribly, terribly unfriendly to armed self-defense outside the home. But even somebody like her could very simply use existing state law, have somebody who's a danger to themselves declared a danger, and just go to the U.S. attorney and say, here's a prohibited possessor. Why don't you take the ATF, which doesn't do much useful anyway. Why don't you take some of your agents and go seize this guy's guns?
This is the danger with ex parte. This is the danger with, you know, it's actually very difficult to wrap your head around this. You think, wow, you got to be kidding me. In 2018 America, we can bring somebody up without them present and have a decision made that takes away their constitutional right and allows law enforcement into their home in violation, of illegal search and seizures, and do this in 2018 America without that person even being present to defend themselves is insane. Arizona, pay careful attention here, especially you, KAAA, Kingman, Arizona. Bullhead, KZZZ, you're listening. Phoenix, you're listening. Nevada, you're listening. Pay attention to this, because this, as Charles, as you said, is the bellwether. Bloomberg's had you in his crosshairs now for 3 to 4 years, and he's not giving up.
And this is the opportunity to act. Can I make a speculation about what I think the left is hoping for?
You got about 60 seconds. Do it.
I think what they're hoping for is somebody that gets one of these extreme orders against them, resists and kills a cop, because they're going to go to town on that. I think what they're hoping for is violence as a result of it, to use it as an excuse and a springboard for further restrictions.
You know, I would hate to think that there are American citizens of any political stripe that would hope for something like that to happen. But I got to tell you something.
Oh, no.
When you look at the reaction, there is no – from the left. You can say this all the way in the Obama – you go back to the Obama White House, you go back to what happened at Sandy Hook. Within minutes, their plan is in action. Within minutes, it's in action. They're simply waiting for something to happen. And I used to say this on the air right after Sandy Hook. I'll say it now. But it appears to be that someone in the bowels of the White House, after Sandy Hook, for example, said, oh, yes, boom. You're not going to believe what just happened in Connecticut. Now's our chance. Boom. Somebody had to say something like that. When you look at what happened down in Parkland, for example, someone on the left had to say, this is our opportunity. This is what we're talking about, exploitation. And they're very, very good at it. Charles Heller, I got to let you go. The program is over. Thank you, brother, for everything you do. You got about 15 seconds. Where can people find you? Go for it.
You can find me, Charles, at LibertyWatchRadio.com. Charles at LibertyWatchRadio.com. You can find Arizona Citizens Defense League at azcdl.org.
Thank you, Charles Heller. And you can be listened to at KVOI down there in beautiful Tucson. You can listen to Liberty Watch Radio and check Charles out on his radio program. Thank you, Charles, for everything you do. I am a card-carrying member of Arizona Citizens Defense League. By the way, you can be too. Just check them out at azcdl.org. All right, here's the deal. When we meet next week, I'll have information for you here from Armed American Radio Ranch on a personal front. Thank you all dearly. I love each and every one of you for the support for my family. Until we meet again tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.